Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today, we're going to talk about how do you teach your child that life isn't that good? Hello, my name is Christina Campos. I'm founder of The Impactful Parent, and every week I come on and talk about a new thing live. And today we're going to talk about life isn't that good. Yeah, don't believe the hype because life isn't that good. I know I used to believe the Leave It to Beaver and Andy Griffith reruns that I grew up on, but not anymore. Experience quickly taught me that life is not just black and white. As a tween, I was still confused because life was showing me more hardship, but TV kept showing me more great families like the Cosbys and the Keatons from Family Ties. But then a show called Roseanne premiered. And if you're as old as I am, then you remember that show. In fact, go ahead and give me a little thumbs up in the comments if you remember that one. This was a groundbreaking sitcom at the time because it represented a not so perfect TV sitcom family. And America loved it. Roseanne was a highly rated show for a while. But before I knew it, TV was back to either representing life as sweet and perfect, like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, or MTV was showing me that there was really crazy people on a new fad of reality TV. So needless to say, I learned to stop watching TV altogether. My life expectations were confused growing up. Now, today's kids are in the same predicament. In fact, it's so much worse. Social media shows everyone happy and life is perfect in the pictures of Instagram and Facebook. But these picture-perfect moments are making our kids feel inadequate. Everyone else is having more fun on their Snapchat videos. But this generation has it so much worse. Why? Because the TV shows of my day, they weren't personal. I was still several degrees away from knowing Michael J. Fox and Will Smith. But today, photos and videos are very personal to our teens. They are posts of the kids at school. They are people that they see walking down the hallways. And social media makes life look perfect and creates this unrealistic expectation for our children. And life is not that great. We only post the good parts. So I'm going to go a step further today and suggest that you teach your kids that pain and failure and heartache and disappointment, they're all absolutely normal. And it's a part of life. Because some of the depression that exists in our young people today, it stems from that unrealistic expectation of how their life should be. With social media only glorifying and portraying those good moments, our young people are being manipulated. They think that their life should be that good, that they should look that good and feel that happy. That social media influence is stupid and it's completely fake. So, what do parents do? How can we combat this unrealistic expectation? Well, unfortunately, most parents make it worse because they're sheltering their kids too much and putting them on teams where everybody gets a trophy. As parents, we are to prepare our kids for the real world. We want our kids to grow up, leave home, and be successful adults. If you're not preparing your kid for the real world expectations or the skills to combat real world issues, then you're not really preparing your child to be successful. In fact, you're setting them up for failure. Now, of course, we all want our kids to be safe and happy, but life isn't that good. We need to prepare our kids for the hard times too. So let me tell you a personal story about how I implemented this in my real life. So my oldest son, he runs cross country. He's a really good athlete. But having said that, he is not a runner. He runs cross country for his team, but it's not his primary sport, nor is his body really built to run. But last year at his small school, he competed against some big schools in the area. And my wonderful son ran across the finish line last. Dead last. Like the little car that is the last thing that comes up behind the kids that are running. Yeah, my kid was right in front of that car. It was infuriating. He could hear the engine just like trailing behind him. And as a parent, as I was watching this, I knew that at the end, I had a few choices of how I could react to this very obvious, very hard experience that my son was having. Now, I could have A, got mad at the coach for setting him up for failure. Or two, I could have told him, you know, it's okay. I could have cried with him. I could have sued him. Tell him he's a great runner. And the next time, he'll do better. Or three, I could tell him the truth and remind him that running is not his primary sport. That he did a great job, but to tell him I was proud of him for never giving up, and then talk to him about the realities of coming in last. Yeah, I took path number three, because sometimes in life, we come in last. Sometimes others deserve to win more than we do. As parents, it's important to teach humility and effort and grace as much as it is to teach them grit and drive. Learning these lessons are not easy, but learning them at a young age is so much better. When children are young, they can rationalize things better in their brain. They can process those experiences better. Learning hard lessons young gives them time to learn coping skills too. See, the younger you can teach your child to lose and congratulate others who can outperform them, the more drive that they will inherently have inside of them to win. And better yet, winning will become more meaningful and really something that they could be proud of. Put your kids in clubs, in sports, and in competitions where they can win and lose. Don't shelter them from loss. Instead, take losing as an opportunity to teach them valuable lessons. The short term could be pretty tough, but the long term is going to give them so much more beneficial experiences. One of my favorite examples of this is actually from Walt Disney's Nemo. Dory is so wise in this movie when she talks to Nemo's dad, Marlin. And Marlin is the classic hover parent. So she tells him, you can't never let anything happen to him. Then nothing would ever happen to him. I love that quote. See, you have to let your child experience life. And part of that experience is emotional pain. When you think of it that way, you realize that protecting kids from pain is unrealistic. In fact, it's doing them a disservice. The best lessons in life are learned through pain. Now, I'm sure that you have had a painful experience in your life. And when you recovered from it, you were wiser and you were better for it. Maybe it was a heartache. Maybe you got caught doing something. Whatever it was the experience that made you learn, and then you grew from that experience. As a teacher, I can tell you with all certainty that we don't learn best from books or theory or because our parents told us the right way to do things. No, no, no. Children learn best from experiencing things for themselves. Now, I'm not saying that you let your kids do whatever they want. Yes, you need boundaries. They're so important. But there is a balance between protecting them and letting them live and make their own choices. When your child's having emotional pain and they're sitting down and they're crying and they need your support, I want to give you a few tips for some do's and don'ts in that scenario, as I always do in my live videos. So here is your quick parenting tips. Don't ask what happened yet. I know that sounds counterintuitive. The first thing you want to do is say, hey, just tell me what happened, but don't. Instead, just say something like, I see you're upset and I'm just going to sit here right next to you and be with you for a bit. If you want to talk about it, well, I'm here to listen. And then just sit there and listen, validate their feelings. Don't say things like, you should have done this or you should have done that, because that turns kids off immediately, especially teenagers. You can process better what they should have done after they've already had time to vent, because a lot of times that's all kids really need. They need to be heard. So skip all of these suggestions. In fact, you're not going to say a word at all. Just sit and listen first until all the venting is done. Then you can process some more of the could have done, what should you do next time scenarios. And more importantly than anything else, whatever your child tells you, stay calm. No matter why they are upset, stay calm. Don't get upset yourself and make judgments about the situation. If you start saying things like, I knew that friend was horrible, or you get emotionally charged yourself, they won't be able to calm down. Let me say that again. Your child will not be able to calm down when you are angry or when you're upset or if you're crying too. It's so important that as parents, we lead the way in emotional calm. So important. So much like when your child was a toddler and they fell, if you reacted like, oh no, they fell, and you scream, then your child looks up, looks at you, and they scream. But if you are calm, then they learn to fall and remain calm. Even teenagers are looking to you for guidance on how they should be controlling their emotions. So the bottom line is, parents, impactful parents don't save their kids from all of the hurt. Impactful parents don't always have high achievers and outstanding athletes. No. Instead, impactful parents are just doing their best to grow proficient, happy adults. They pick up and support their children in learning and in growing and being the child's best unique self. Because life isn't that good. You know it, and I know it. So let your children learn that too. Now when they have your love and your support and your guidance, because they're still living at home. Protect them from what you can, but let them live. Because it's the not so good moments in life that fertilizes the soul for growth. You got this, parents. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources. Or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.